Welcome to Spanish Pod. Today we've got an elementary lesson for you. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
Hola.
So today we have a lesson called...
Taking a taxi. That's right.
All right.
So it's going to be the conversation between the passenger and the taxi driver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So when they're driving along, they're going to have a little conversation?
Yeah, well, basically he's going to tell him, I'm going to this place. Is it far, not far? Like, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's see. What are the keywords we're going to listen for?
The keywords are... Tráfico,
that means traffic.
Mm-hmm. And adonde.
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 Okay, that means to where.
That's right.
Okay, or where to, I guess.
Yes. All right. Adonde.
All right, so we're going to listen for those two key words when we listen to our dialogue. Before we listen, though, is there a focus question we want to ask?
Yes, there is. The question is, how long would it take?
Okay, how long is a taxi ride going to take?
Yes.
Folks, listen for that. Listen for the keywords and listen for that focus question. When you hear this dialogue, you're going to hear it three times. Here we go.
Dialogue, first time.
Buenas tardes. ¿A dónde va?
Voy a la calle Caracas, número 54, esquina con Revolución. ¿Sabe dónde queda?
Sí, claro. Está a 20 minutos.
¿A 20 minutos con tráfico o sin tráfico?
Con tráfico.
Ah, perfecto.
Second time.
Buenas tardes. ¿A dónde va?
Voy a la calle Caracas, número 54, esquina con Revolución. ¿Sabe dónde queda?
Sí, claro. Está a 20 minutos.
¿A 20 minutos con tráfico o sin tráfico?
Con tráfico.
Ah, perfecto.
Third time.
Buenas tardes. ¿A dónde va?
Voy a la calle Caracas, número 54, esquina con Revolución. ¿Sabe dónde queda?
Sí, claro. Está a 20 minutos.
¿A 20 minutos con tráfico o sin tráfico?
Con tráfico.
Ah, perfecto.
All right, folks, we are back, and I hope you heard the keywords in the dialogue, and I hope you have an answer for how long a taxi ride is going to take. If you don't have an answer, I hope you at least have a guess.
Right? I have it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Should we do the translation first?
Okay.
Okay. So, here we go.
Buenas tardes. ¿A dónde va?
Good afternoon. To where are you going?
Buenas tardes. ¿A dónde va?
Good afternoon. Where to?
Buenas tardes. ¿A dónde va? Voy a la calle Caracas, número 54, esquina con Revolución. ¿Sabe dónde queda?
So, I'm going to 54 Caracas Street, and the corner of Revolución. Do you know where it is?
Voy a la calle Caracas, número 54, esquina con Revolución. ¿Sabe dónde queda?
I'm going to 54 Caracas Street, on the corner of Revolución. Do you know where that is?
Voy a la calle Caracas, número 54, esquina con Revolución. ¿Sabe dónde queda? Sí, claro. Está a 20 minutos.
Yes, of course. It's 20 minutes away.
Sí, claro. Está a 20 minutos.
Sure. It's 20 minutes away.
Sí, claro. Está a 20 minutos. ¿A 20 minutos con tráfico o sin tráfico?
20 minutes. Is that with traffic or without traffic?
A 20 minutos, con tráfico o sin tráfico.
So 20 minutes, with traffic or without traffic?
A 20 minutos, con tráfico o sin tráfico. Con tráfico.
With traffic.
Con tráfico.
With.
Con tráfico. Perfecto.
Perfect.
Perfecto.
Sweet.
Perfecto.
All right, let's break this down. So why don't we start with good afternoon?
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes. And then, where to or where are you going to?
¿A dónde va?
¿A dónde va? Now, which part means you go?
Va.
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 Right? That's the verb ir.
That's right.
Okay. Now, how about to where?
¿A dónde?
¿A dónde? Now, that's one word in Spanish. You might know the word dónde and you might know the word a. When you want to say where to, you put those two words together and you get ¿a dónde? So it sounds like this. Where to?
¿A dónde va?
¿A dónde va? Where are you going? All right? So one more time. Good afternoon. Where are you going?
Buenas tardes. ¿A dónde va?
All right. Now, I am going to 54 Caracas Street at the corner of Revolución.
Voy a la calle Caracas, número 54, esquina con Revolución.
All right. Now, this is a little bit tricky, but we'll start with the verb. So how do you say I'm going or I go?
Voy.
Voy. Now, that's the verb ir again.
Again.
Again. Okay. Now, in English, I want to say 54 Caracas Street, but you don't do it like that in Spanish, do you?
No. In fact, we put first the name of the street, and then we put the number.
Okay, so the name of the street is?
Caracas.
Caracas. Okay, mm-hmm. So how do you say Caracas Street?
Caracas, calle Caracas.
Okay, la calle Caracas.
Yes.
And then how do you say number 54?
Número 54.
Número 54. Now, Liliana, when I was a teacher, I had students, they would try to say, Número 54.
No.
You have to say even the numbers.
54, yes.
54, okay.
That's right.
Okay, so let's put it all together. I'm going to 54 Caracas Street, but it's actually, I'm going to Caracas Street number 54.
Voy a la calle Caracas número 54.
Voy a la calle Caracas número 54. Okay, now the customer wants to give a little bit more information. So she's going to say, at the corner of Revolución.
Yes, esquina con Revolución.
Esquina con Revolución. Now, what's the word for corner?
Esquina.
Esquina. And what's the next word?
Con Revolución.
Okay, con, right?
Yes,
so
with.
So, con
revolution.
Means with.
Yeah.
Okay, so at the corner with Revolución. We'd probably say the corner of Revolution.
But also, like, it's very formal. If you say number 54, we usually say that, but you can also say Caracas 54.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, if you say also número, then it's perfect.
Sure.
You can say both.
Okay. Why don't we do the whole address now? I'm going to number 54 Caracas Street on the corner of Revolución.
Voy a la calle Caracas número 54, esquina con Revolución.
All right. Now, folks, it sounds like a mouthful, but
I know.
It's an address. All right. So that's where this person is going. And then the next thing she asks is, do you know where it is?
¿Sabe dónde queda? ¿Sabe dónde queda?
Okay. And the word for do you know?
Sabe.
Sabe. Now, that's...
Saber.
Saber.
Yes,
okay,
comes
that's
from the verb saber.
Form. Right. Mm-hmm. Saber, of course, means to know. So here, sabe means do you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. She wants to know where it is. Now, how do we say where?
Donde.
Donde. That's our word. Now, why isn't it a donde?
Because donde is where.
Okay.
And a donde is where, too. So
right.
She's asking, you know where?
Do you know where?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the next word, do you know where it is?
Yes, that's a tricky. Queda.
Queda. Okay, it's the verb quedar.
That's right.
Now, that I usually use that word for to stay. It's the opposite of going.
Yes, it means to stay, but it also can mean to be located.
Okay.
Yes.
So, do you know where it's located?
Mm-hmm.
How does it sound again?
Queda.
Queda. Okay, so the whole sentence, do you know where it is?
¿Sabe dónde queda? ¿Sabe dónde queda?
¿Sabe dónde queda? And the answer is, yes, of course.
Sí, claro.
Sí, claro. All right, sí obviously means yes. And then claro.
It would be clear.
Clearly, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Exactly. We use it like, of course.
Okay,
claro. Claro, of course.
Okay. So, yes, of course.
Sí, claro.
It is 20 minutes away.
Está a 20 minutos.
Okay, now this is another thing where the order is different from English. First, I'm going to give you the order in Spanish. And that is... It is at 20 minutes. So how do we say it is?
Está.
Está. All right. That's the verb estar,
mm-hmm.
which is the verb for to be when we're talking about locations. Okay. So it is at?
Está a.
Está a. Okay. And 20 minutes.
20 minutos.
20 minutos. Now, which word means minutes?
Minutos.
Minutos. And so the word for 20?
20.
20.
20.
Okay. So, it's 20 minutes away.
Está a 20 minutos.
All right. Está a 20 minutos. Now, in the Spanish version, there's no word for away.
No.
No. This is how you say it.
Está a 20 minutos.
Sí. Está a 20 minutos. All right. So, one more time. Yes, of course. It's 20 minutes away.
Sí, claro. Está 20 minutos.
All right. And so, the customer wants to know 20 minutes with or without traffic. So, she's going to say... 20 minutes away.
A 20 minutos.
A 20 minutos. And then she's going to say, with traffic?
Con tráfico
Or with no traffic.
O sin tráfico.
All right. Now, we already know the word for traffic is...
Tráfico.
Okay, so what we have left is the words for with and without. So how do you say with?
Con.
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 C-O-N, con.
Mm-hmm.
And with traffic?
Con tráfico.
All right. And what's the word for without or with no traffic?
Sin.
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 Okay. So with no traffic or without traffic?
Sin tráfico.
Sin tráfico. Okay. Basically, the customer wants to know how long it's going to take to get there. And if the driver says, well, it's 20 minutes away, 20 minutes with traffic or not? All right. And so the driver says, with traffic?
Con tráfico.
And the customer is pleased. She says, sweet.
Perfecto.
Perfecto. Now, I said sweet. Is that all right for a translation?
Yes, you can say that.
Okay.
Perfecto, we say it for like perfect.
Perfect.
Like, that's great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the customer's happy.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, before we listen to that dialogue three more times, let's answer the focus question. How long is the taxi ride going to take?
20 minutes mm-hmm. with traffic.
20 minutes
con
with traffic.
Con tráfico.
20 minutos. So not that far.
No.
All
20
right.
minutos con tráfico.
Muy bien. Let's listen to the dialogue three more times.
Dialogue, first time.
Buenas tardes. ¿A dónde va?
Voy a la calle Caracas, número 54, esquina con Revolución. ¿Sabe dónde queda?
Sí, claro. Está a 20 minutos.
¿A 20 minutos con tráfico o sin tráfico?
Con tráfico.
Ah, perfecto.
Second time.
Buenas tardes. ¿A dónde va?
Voy a la calle Caracas, número 54, esquina con Revolución. ¿Sabe dónde queda?
Sí, claro. Está a 20 minutos.
¿A 20 minutos con tráfico o sin tráfico?
Con tráfico.
Ah, perfecto.
Third time.
Buenas tardes. ¿A dónde va?
Voy a la calle Caracas, número 54, esquina con Revolución. ¿Sabe dónde queda?
Sí, claro, está a 20 minutos.
¿A 20 minutos con tráfico o sin tráfico?
Con tráfico.
Ah, perfecto.
All right, now we're going to talk about taking cabs in Latin America in a second here with Liliana. But before we do that, Liliana, I want to talk a little bit about these two important words, with and without. Can you tell us how they sound again?
Con.
Con is with.
Sin.
Sin, without, all right?
Yes.
Now, I am a big food person, as you know. So I know these words from, you know, when I buy tacos, usually I buy them con cebolla.
Yes, that means with cebolla, con cebolla.
With onions,
with
right?
With onions.
I want the little pieces of onions. Yes. But I know sometimes my friends, they don't want onions, so they'll say...
Sin cebolla.
Sin cebolla. How about with or without salt?
Con o sin sal.
Con o sin sal. So with salt?
Con sal.
And without salt?
Sin sal.
Sin sal. Okay, that's probably better for your blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there another example?
Con amor... O sin amor.
Okay, con amor would be with love.
And without love.
And sin amor would be without love. Okay.
Yeah, this is funny because when we're doing something very in a bad way or you're grumpy, you say, but do it with love. Hazlo con amor.
Do it with love.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. Well, we're doing all of these Spanish Pod podcasts con amor.
Con mucho amor.
Mm-hmm. And con cebolla también. All right. Why don't we talk a little bit about taking cabs in Latin America? Because I know in the U.S., I hardly ever take cabs.
It's super expensive.
It's expensive, and you have to wait a long time for the cab to come. You know, in Seattle, where I grew up, we don't even call them on the street. We have to call them on our phones. And
really?
Make them come. Yeah.
And usually, taxi drivers, they're not that nice. Seriously, I've taken cabs in the States, and... They're, like, not very nice. And usually they're talking on their cell phone. So I was always like, what? What? Are you talking to me? You know?
Well, why don't you tell us about those nice Latin American cab drivers?
Nah. In Latin America, it depends on what part you are. But usually has to do a lot with security. Like
okay.
Brazil, I mean, it has to do with Sao Paulo, for example. Mm-hmm. It's hard to take just a cab right in the street.
Okay.
In Mexico City is the same case. And
now you're from Mexico City.
Yes, I'm from Mexico City.
And you take cabs there, right?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No, I usually never take it.
Okay.
But if I do take cabs, then is that we have one that is called taxi And then mm-hmm. we have another one that is called sitio.
Sitio. Now, that sounds like the word site.
Yes. And it's exactly because they're on sitio. It means they're on site,
okay.
meaning they don't go around. You call them and they come to your place and pick
oh, okay.
you up. So you cannot get them in the street.
You can't wave them down.
No, that's one of the characteristics. Mm-hmm. And then we have another ones that are called controlled taxis.
Okay. How do you say
taxi controlado?
Taxi controlado.
Yes.
So controlled taxis.
Yeah, there's some places that they have this type of system in, mm-hmm. in Latin America, and it's for you to not end up paying more or having the taxi driver handle money.
Okay.
So basically you go to a counter, mm-hmm. you say, I'm going this place, and then they just see the zone where you're going, and they charge you, they give you a ticket, and that ticket you give it to the taxi driver, and that's it.
And you pay at the counter.
Exactly.
Okay.
So he cannot charge you more, because people, if you visit Latin America, please, I mean, I'm not trying to say anything bad or talk bad about, you know, these countries, but if they don't have a taxi meter, you call it a taxi meter,
yeah,
right?
The meter.
Okay, the meter. Then before getting in, ask, how much will you charge me?
Okay, so you either talk through the window or
exactly.
you lean into the door.
Yeah.
But don't get in.
No. And you can usually negotiate. If you're in the window, they're like, oh, yeah, I'll charge you $60. And you're like, 30? Okay. Get in. You know, so, yeah.
No, that's true. No, I've been in cities like, for example, I've been to Cuernavaca. Mm-hmm. In Mexico, where the cab drivers do not have meters, so
a lot of them they don't. Mm-hmm. They're not regulated, but they're starting to. A lot of them now they're regulated. A
okay.
lot. Yeah.
And the other thing is, you sit in the back seat, right?
Yeah, but it depends, because a lot of the taxi cabs
mm-hmm.
they don't have the front seat.
Okay,
so you have to
sit in the back seat. You have no other choice.
You have to. Yes.
All right, but if you're in a cab with a front seat, you definitely want to get in the back seat unless the cab is full, right?
Well, I mean, you can. It depends. I mean, it depends if you're traveling by yourself. But yeah, we usually get in the back.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, that is our show for the day. But before we go, I want to ask Liliana, what is our challenge for the day?
Oh, the challenge is to take a cab.
The challenge is to take a cab.
Yes. Take a cab and just pay the minimum you want. No, I'm kidding. The challenge is to use the phrase, ¿a dónde va?
Okay, so where are you going?
Yes.
To where are you going to? Where to?
Yes.
All right, folks. That is the lesson for today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions for us, if you want to leave us a comment, if you want to download the PDF or look at the dialogue or do exercises, you can do all those things at our website, which is SpanishPod.com. For now, it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.